The 2026 MLB trade deadline is over. The New York Yankees haul is Luis Garcia Jr., Heliot Ramos. Outgoing for them is Henry Lalanne, Caden Kent. That was in the Ramos trade. They traded Jack Siebert, Jake Bird, Yovani Cruz, and I believe the final piece in that deal was a pitcher as well. I think I'm blanking a little bit here. And Ben Grable, sorry. And then they didn't do anything else, Sam. Sorry, they traded Camilo Duvall for two prospects. So they went -3 on relievers, -3 on relievers, didn't add a catcher, and that was their two perceived biggest needs at this year's deadline. Sam, how are we doing? How are we feeling?
Horrible. Horrible. Like, this is a joke, right? Like, I think this is a scenario that you only draw up in a bad dream. I think that for all of the conversations that we've had over the past couple of weeks, and especially over the past couple of days, and the players that we've talked about over the past couple of weeks and the past couple of days, to only end up with Luis Garcia Jr. and Heliot Ramos is a complete and utter failure by the organization. It's a complete and utter failure by the organization. Brian Cashman came out and said that catching is a problem. It's an issue on this team. We need catchers. We need relievers. We need arms. And they didn't address this whatsoever. Like, not even... And you and I spoke about this earlier today. We spoke about the Rutschman thing. And obviously, we're very upset about the Rutschman thing and how that went down. But the conversation ended with, well, if they, you know, I don't know, pull something out with like a Tyler Stevenson or a random catcher that just comes in, that it, like, obviously it still sucks. It's not what you want, but it's at least a body. It's somebody that comes into the door. And you couldn't even do that. Like, this is, it's unacceptable. It's unbelievable. And I'm sorry to you guys that are listening to this right now if I seem a little bit emotional or if I seem a little bit too much invested, but this is catastrophic. Like, everybody around them got better. The Minnesota Twins got better. That team is under 500. That team is under 500, and they bought more than the New York Yankees. That is a joke. And listen, I like the Luis Garcia move in a vacuum. I even like the Heliot Ramos move in a vacuum. But for that to be it, that is completely unacceptable. Brian Cashman failed this team. The organization failed this team. Like, this isn't a year that you win the World Series. Like, you don't gear up here and say, like, yeah, like, for sure they got it. I don't have that faith right now, Ryan. I'm sorry. Not with the way they played recently and not with these acquisitions. They had an opportunity to get better today, and I do not think that they got better today.
This was a failure. There's no other way to describe this other than a failure. This is the first time since 2019, not counting 2020, this is via Greg Joyce. And the reason you don't count 2020 is that they were in the middle of a pandemic. It's completely logical for you to assume that it would be harder for them to acquire a catcher or a reliever. I'm sorry, in those circumstances. 2019, which is noted, it's a notably bad deadline year, and I think that's the deadline you can compare this one to. But I actually think when you look at the context, that this one is worse. The 2019 Yankees were in year three, really year two of a contention window, because they didn't know they were in a contention window in 2017. This team is a decade into it, Sam. How much longer do you have with these guys? And this group didn't... Which prospect is so important that you couldn't get Tyler Stevenson? Tell me, who's the player or prospect? I need to know who. Who is it? I don't understand how you don't add a catcher. I don't understand how you go -3 in the bullpen depth chart. -3. You don't have to like these pitchers. You can sit here and go, Ryan, but Camilo Duvall sucks. Yeah, but he's a body. You need bodies. You're not going to get through you can't get through a season without bodies. You need bodies. They have nobody. They got nobody. Tim Hill's pitching in the postseason for this team. And don't go, well, when they get this guy back from injury, how about this? When I see him, then they're back in the equation. Let's see him first. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. If you're Brian Cashman and your house, I need an apology from the franchise, quite frankly. I'm sorry. You need to apologize to this fan base. This is unbelievable. To not get a catcher is disgraceful. Brian Cashman said it's an issue. He didn't address an issue. And I don't want to hear, well, the price is, Ryan. Then address in the offseason. You didn't sign a reliever in the offseason. The Yankees have not added a major league reliever, like, of significance, not projects, a significant major league reliever. And when? Devin Williams? Let go of Weaver. Let go of Williams. What, if you sign Weaver, this is why you do your work in the offseason. Because if you sign Weaver, right, we're not talking about the bullpen. You sign a reliever, we're not talking about the bullpen.
Nope.
The bullpen isn't even bad, but you need arms. You do need arms. I'm infuriated. We spent all day to go watch them get Juliet Ramos. That's what we did, Sam.
Like, and that was, I mean, on our board specifically, where did Ramos sit? Relatively low. Like, he wasn't, like, all right. And this is going to sound really harsh. And I like Elliot Ramos. I think he's a fine baseball player. But is he not just like Jason 2.0? Like, am I wrong in saying that?
You know what I'll say? I'll say that I think he's better than Jason because he can stay. I think I know he's a really bad defender, but I think he can stand in the outfield.
Like, is he Jason V2?
He's like if Jason didn't regress from last year.
Sure.
Put it. Yeah.
So like, and that's the player that's like, I think like Dominguez is obviously going to go down, right? Like that's a move that makes sense. But like for all of the, I mean, like, so we talk about, they didn't add to their catcher room. They lose three relievers and they don't add any. But then here's the other thing, Ryan, that I think is really getting slipped under the rug here. Who the hell's your shortstop? Like, what is, like, Volpe's still here. I know that they weren't going to get rid of Cabby. I think they're going to bring up George at some point in time. But, like, are you going to send down Volpe? Who are you going to send down for George when he comes up later this week? Well, that's what everybody's talking about at this point in time. Like, that didn't get resolved either. So, like, what is the situation here? What is it? Like, walking into the postseason, who are your guys? Who are your guys? I don't even know what this bullpen's going to look like. I have no clue. Like, are they banking on LeGrande coming back and being a dude in their bullpen? Probably. Like, I think that makes logical sense. And they're going to, I guarantee you, that gets referenced in the press conference either tonight or tomorrow when Brian Cashman talks about what they did at the deadline. That they're, like, waiting for these guys to all come back and be okay. Now, here's a question that I want to ask you specifically, and I've seen it being floated on Twitter just a little bit. And it's a sneaky suspicion thing because of how light they bought here. Is Judge, like, dead? Like, is he, like, done?
At this point, right? Like, at this point, you have to sit back and wonder what's going on with Aaron Judge. You have to wonder what's going on with Stanton. I mean, this is unbelievable, man. I simply cannot understand how this happened. I really don't understand how the New York Yankees did not acquire a catcher. I understand that it's really, really, like, I'm repeating the same points, but Sam, how can it happen? Like, I don't understand. I'm not saying you gotta, like, I'm not saying cut the cable, cut your cords, pull the plugs, don't watch a single game from here out forward. I'm not telling you to do that. Like, I'm not.
They're still a good ball club. But, like, when you're a ball club like the Yankees, you want to see them gun for a title. You didn't gun for a title today. You didn't do that. And listen, the thing that I don't think gets stated enough is how weak this American League is. It's so unbelievably weak that you were given an opportunity here to get exponentially better. And you didn't. You got marginally better. And it sucks. It's really, really a tough situation. And that's the question that I'm asking, Ryan. Like, is Judge, like, not going to play for the rest of the year? Are they understating the Judge injury? And they're like, you know what? We're not going to put a lot of chips into 26. Like, that's, like, it is what it is. Because, like, dude, like, I cannot believe. Like, doing nothing is insane. Doing nothing is insane. Like,
I'm dead. I'm dead. Like, I can't.
I don't know.
They didn't get a catcher. They didn't get a catcher. They needed a catcher. They didn't get a catcher. They didn't get a catcher. They went -3 in bullpen arms. They didn't get a catcher and went -3 in bullpen arms. How is that even? I can't even.
One transaction today. Like, is this, like, in 23, you understood it because the team was bad. And it was like, yeah,
it was,
like,
it was bad. I don't want to say like it was good, but you understand. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Like, it's a bad team. So, like, yeah, like, you understand why they're not going to buy, like, crazy. Or, like, even sell. Like, and even, like, the Yankees never sell. So, it's like, whatever. Like, what was the last time we did it? Like, 2016. But, like, so you understood 23, like, a little bit. Obviously, like, you're upset because you want to see them gone for it. But that team was not good enough. Every other deadline outside of that, the Yankees have bought significantly to the point where, like, yeah, you'll empty your guys. Like, it is what it is. Were the prices sky high? Because trading your number 5 prospect for Elliot Ramos is, like, a little insane. Like, obviously, like, I like to add, and I would have liked to see more moves like that. But trading your number 5 prospect for a guy like that, like, I'm not particularly sure. So, were the prices sky high? Like, obviously, we saw what the Rutschman price was like. And I'm paying the Rutschman price. I'm sorry. I'm paying the Rutschman price. Somebody tweeted at me earlier and was like, can't wait to see how you and Ryan react to the prices, to the price of that deal. Like, seems steep. It was steep, 100%. But I'm still making that deal because it makes you a better ball club tomorrow. It makes you a better ball club heading into the postseason. Like, you're gunning for a title by making that move. And you got out-meted by Craig Breslow. You got out-meted by a guy that is probably, like, on the tails of losing his job. Like, you got beat today. You got beat today by the American League. You got beat today by the sport. Like, this is awful. It's complete and organizational failure, Ryan. I cannot believe this.
There are people who are going to tell you that it's fine they didn't add a catcher. That, like, ah, well, the prices. I don't give a fuck about the prices. Here's the thing. I don't give a fuck about the prices. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry for kids who are listening. You couldn't pay me to give a fuck if they had to trade Ben Hess to get Tyler Stevenson. Like Ben Hess. Great guy. Seems like a great guy. I don't care. You need to, there is a baseline of things you need to do. This is not a team that's trying to build itself sustainably. This team paid Cody Bellinger $160 million over 5 years. He is the highest paid player on the fucking team, man. Don't sit here and tell me sustainability is number one on Brian Cashman's mind. It's not. If this team was built to be sustainable long term, they wouldn't have paid Cody Bellinger. They wouldn't have done it straight up. They would have looked to cash in on some of their rentals to try and get some prospects. They would have. There are things you do when you try to be sustainable. They didn't do any. They're not set up to try and build themselves sustainably. They're set up to win now and worry about the consequences of that when Aaron Judge retires, whenever that may be. This is a team in a World Series window. I will never have the opportunity, most likely, to get the, like, I'm just saying this now. You will never get this much game to game value from the combination of Fried, Cole, and Schlittler, most likely, at any other point in their careers. You have no guarantee. Like, if you're going to bet on Cam Schlittler, or excuse me, Max Fried and Garrett Cole's effectiveness based on their aging curve, you have to project a regression in performance. You don't know if you're going to get these many innings out of Cam Schlittler again. Everybody tears their UCL once. That's kind of like the thing nowadays. I hate to be Dr. Doomsday here, I guess. I hate to do all these things, but that's how the sport works, my friends. Is Ben Rice ever going to be this good again? I don't know. I know that Gary was good in 2017 and never was that good again. I'm not saying Ben Rice is going to be Gary, where he's going to be out of the organization before his arbitration is up. I'm just saying that you never know if this is the best you ever got from Ben Rice. Even Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge was never as good as he was in 2017 until 2022. Like, there was a 4-year run where he kept getting hurt or he wasn't as good as he was in 2017. So you had so many variables and things and ingredients that should have mixed, and everyone telling people they're trying to be busy. They're trying to get something done, and they didn't get something done for their catching room, man. Here are the teams around them that had. So I'm going to tell you the teams with the 5 worst WRC pluses from the catching room baseball. I'm not going on these long diatribes. I'm sorry. I'm beyond frustrated.
You're good.
Bottom of the league, White Sox. They didn't have Kyle Teal all year. They still added a catcher. But the driving force here is not having Kyle Teal. They had to go to plan B, plan C very quickly because of something they can't control. Philadelphia. Yeah, they have a bad catching room.
Yeah, that's shitty.
That's bad
catching room. Terrible.
Yankees. Didn't add a catcher. Angels, Sellers, Red Sox. Got Adley Rutschman. So you have a seller. You have a team in the Phillies who, their window's closing. I don't think Philly fans are very happy. The White Sox, who actually did add a human body to the catching room. And then the team that added Adley Rutschman. And then you did diddly dick. When does it change, man? When is it, like, I don't understand, dude. Do you not understand how important a World Series championship would be for this window? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
They're never going to win a ring. Like this, they're not going to win a ring. Like this,
I hope that's not the case.
This core is not going to win a ring. If they continue to move like this, they're not going to win a ring. Like, not with the way that their guys are moving right now. Like, these guys are only going to get older. Like, I really like this core. Like, the core is fine. And I think adding to this core is what you needed to do here. And I think that with every passing year, you just continuously lose chances. And you didn't do anything here. Another thing, Ryan, they have a million starters. They have a million starters. They have Schmidt coming back now. They still have Warren. They still have Weathers. Like, are these guys the big bullpen ads? That's, you know what? I just figured it out. That's going to be another comment. Yeah, you know, we can push these guys back to the bullpen. You got something?
Can I at least say I can understand that? Like, I can at least understand that?
No.
Right? Like, I can understand that. How do you not add a catcher? Right? Like, Ali Sanchez is going to be on the playoff roster.
He's not. Who he's going to be Christian Bethencourt, dude.
Sure.
That's acquisition.
And can I just say, to see Ali Sanchez, to see David Bednar have to step off twice on Sunday because he kept calling pitch outs, and David Bednar had to blow both of his disengagements, which then resulted in the guy stealing the base anyways, that was disgraceful. You shouldn't, like, your catcher, your closer not trusting you as a catcher, and you calling a pitch out, it's one out in that situation. It's a dumb situation for a pitch out anyways. You should be focusing on getting the guy in front of you out. It's one out. One out. If you get your two outs in front of you, the guy doesn't score. And Dave Bednar knew that, which is why he kept calling disengagements and said, I'm not doing it, man. I'm not pitching out. It's not happening. That obviously on top of the embarrassment that was last Wednesday, they should have cut him after Wednesday. That's what they should have done. They should have cut him after Wednesday, but they didn't because back in their mind, they knew that they weren't going to go all out to get a catcher if that's what happened, if that's what they needed to do. Because that's what this team does. They do just enough. It's always just enough to win a good amount of games and get to the postseason. This is unbelievable to me.
Yeah,
it really is.
I mean,
it really is.
They're just good enough. And I don't want it to get lost in translation here. I think that you and I still think that this team is very good. I think that you and I still think that this team can make the postseason. That I don't want that to get lost here. I think it's just, you know, kind of like I mentioned earlier, the window gets shorter every single season. Like, your window continues to shrink with Judge and with Cole, and especially with a guy like Fried, too, with Stanton. Like, these windows are closing. These guys are veterans. They're aging. It's going to shore up at some point in time. So when you see opportunities like this and you choose not to get better, that's why we get frustrated. Not because we want the big flashy moves. We're not Dodgers fans that are begging for the team to trade for Tarek Skubal when we already have 7 ace-level guys and 15 million dudes on our payroll who are making over $40 million a year. We want to see them get better in areas that they can improve. And that goes for every fan of any MLB team. There were tons of teams out there that went for it. The Pirates went for it today. Like, they picked up 2 really good relievers today. Good for them. They did a great job. The Twins got Jeff Hoffman. Good for them. Great job. The Yankees? Elliot Ramos? And, like, I think that, like, Elliot Ramos and Luis Garcia Jr., like, I heard you mention it on the show. People are going to hate them. And, like, that sucks because, like, they're going to be the poster boys of, like, what the 26 deadline was because there was 2 guys that came in. I think they're good players. Like, I think they're going to be good for the Yankees. But in a vacuum, when you look at those 2 additions, right, and those are the 2 additions that you make, you add a first base slash DH guy. You already had first base slash DH guys. I understand that Luis Garcia Jr. makes you better, but they already had first base DH guys. You add another outfielder. I understand that this team needed a right-hand hitting outfielder, but you already have competent outfielders on this roster. You didn't add in the spots where you desperately needed players. That's the problem, where you desperately needed players. You desperately needed bullpen arms. You desperately needed catchers. If you were going to add anywhere, add like a third baseman, like something where we can actually use them. So I like the ads. I like the players themselves, but they weren't positions of need. They were not guys that you were looking at 2 weeks ago and we're making our deadline plans. And we're like, you know what? I need Luis Garcia Jr. on this team. He has to be my number one priority. I need Elliot Ramos on this team. He has to be my number one priority. Those players were not in our plans. So while in a vacuum, I think the moves are good, it's not what you needed. So that's the issue here. That's the largest issue with what they did here.
It's just... like,
am I correct in saying that?
No, like, it's the issue. You're right, because look, I think actually Heliot Ramos has a chance to get better here. If you look at his batted ball profile, there's a good like spray for right field. He hits a lot of balls to right field to the opposite side, and that makes it like I could see the fit there. You think of San Francisco, that right field is deep. There's not a lot of home runs to be had trying to just flick the ball over to right field. I know that you have McCovey Cove. Like there are a lot of variables that make it hard to hit home runs there as a right-handed hitter to the opposite field. And he's I think the only right-handed hitter to ever hit a ball to McCovey Cove. So that tells you a lot about his opposite field power. And Luis Garcia Jr., I love Luis Garcia Jr. I think he's a perfect hitter for this team in a lot of ways. I know he doesn't positionally fit as well as you'd want him to, and this, that, and the third. Like, I get it, right? Like, I know, but he's a good hitter. You need to get good hitters in your room. This lineup needed
good
hitters.
For sure. Yeah.
For them to not get a catcher is ridiculous. Like, I just can't. I cannot believe that happened. I cannot believe that happened. Like, I just cannot believe this is the way they looked at this. I usually can see where things are, like, in terms of, like, all right, why we did this. I understand why they got Luis Garcia Jr. I understand why they got Heliot Ramos. I think, I think you can easily understand why they got these players. Why didn't they get a catcher? That's where... I don't see how you cannot get a catcher. I don't see how you could go without a catcher this deadline. This is not and this is not a bad baseball team. Like, it's a good baseball. It's straight up a good baseball team. You know, it's crazy. Yeah. They're going to walk away. They're going to wake up tomorrow with like the second or third best odds at worst of winning the American League.
Correct.
That like they're going to they might actually walk away with the best odds of winning the American League, depending on what however these models view the Yankees odds of winning the division,
right,
which are still pretty decent. It's not above 50%, but it's still decent. To me, at least, I think that hurts the grade for the Yankees, though. The fact that you were already that good and didn't get a catcher, because let's talk about, like, if they have Tyler Stevenson in the room, like, we're talking differently about this baseball team. We're going, all right. Wasn't pretty, wasn't perfect, but they checked boxes.
Correct.
They failed the deadline, man. And yeah, they should. You know what? You said that we're not being Dodger fans. I'm sorry. Yankee fans should have the ability to expect similar things to the Dodgers, because that's the message they gave you guys. I'm going to keep hammering this point home. If an organization calls themselves or says that they're attempting to be the Mecca of baseball, and I got to sit here and go, well, I guess Ali Sanchez is my backup catcher in a World Series contention year, that's simply not good enough for me. It's not good enough for me, and it shouldn't be good enough for me, and it shouldn't be good enough for anybody who takes this team seriously. This is not fan emotion. This is objective coverage. It's objective coverage. They said Mecca of baseball. They called catching an issue. They didn't address the catching position. How can anyone look at this any other way? How can anyone, objectively breaking this thing down, go, well, the GM called it an issue, but I don't think it's an issue. So do you think Brian Cashman's stupid? If you think Brian Cashman's stupid, how are you defending the deadline? Do you think the deadline was bad or good? Like, do you think Brian Cashman's bad or good at his job? There is no way you can simultaneously say that this team had a fine deadline and you have World Series expectations. If you have World Series expectations, you need a catcher. Straight up. I defend a lot of this, what this team does. How many times... they brought back Grisham, but it makes sense to bring back Grisham. Yeah, they didn't sign Bichette, but I like Jazz more than Bichette. Yeah, I know Austin Wells isn't perfect, but I like what Austin Wells can do coming into the year. I like what Camilo Duvall could be. I like what Jake Bird can be. I can see what they're doing with these trades. So don't tell me, oh, well, it's because you're just upset. And when this team makes moves that I like, I make sure to hammer that point home. When they traded for Luis Garcia Jr., I was on here praising Brian Cashman. When the Yankees traded for Heliot Ramos, I was still going, well, you know, I wouldn't, don't just like... Don't kill the guy. The guy's
no, I like the deal. I like the deal. Fine. I like the guy.
I don't know if I love the deal just because I don't love Trey Lalonde. But can I be honest with you? Can I simultaneously hold the position that you shouldn't overpay for Heliot Ramos, but also say like I recognize there's some contradiction there. Like I'm willing to
I agree to
accept that. That's fine. You did something.
It was a clear overpay. I think it was a clear overpay if it was just Lalonde, but it was Lalonde and Kent. So like that one's a head scratcher to me.
But you know what? Here's the thing, Sam. Same way I said I don't care if I traded Ben Hess for this. If the Yankees the Yankees had to trade those two guys for Heliot Ramos or just not get another bat, I think we'd have gone, fuck it, just send it.
Yeah, send it.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna give them the I would have rather done that than not get him. So I understand.
I fully agree with you. Because it's something. Right? Like if they didn't trade for Heliot Ramos and it was just Luis Garcia, what the fuck?
Like, oh, this is way worse.
It's just another body in the room, right? So it's like, okay, like you like that. But I mean, it's as I mentioned, man, like you didn't add where you needed to whatsoever. Like they could have gone and say like they added a catcher, added two relievers, and they didn't get an outfielder. And we are smiling. Like the right-handed hitting outfielder was on our board. But I think that when you would power rank on our board, what the needs were here. It was catcher, relievers, then the right-handed hitting outfielder. Like, it was low on our board. It was the secondary bat that we needed, right? So
I will at least say I understand prioritizing offense over the bullpen. Like, I'm going to at least give him this benefit of the doubt that the New York Yankees have enough starting pitching depth that they can convert it into relievers and that that's a shaky plan. It's a shaky plan. It's not perfect, but it's a better plan than internally looking for bats.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There are no answers internally offensively.
Right. Yeah. So
there are answers to the bullpen internally.
There are. Yeah, for sure. So I think obviously the plan moving forward is it's probably Weathers gets the five spot. I think Warren drops to the bullpen. They build up Schmidt as a reliever. So that's like two fill-ins for your bullpen, essentially. I know they just called up Castro today and like, I guess LeGrande will get built up as a reliever at some point in time. So, like, maybe he's one of the guys that slots in. We'll see if Kervin Castro sticks it in that bullpen, like, how long he'll be there. But, I mean, they've built in options for the bullpen, but, like, you still wanted them to add in that direction. Like, I would have loved Luke Weaver. I would have loved Jeff Hoffman. Like, those are players that, like, went today for, I don't think, incredibly steep prices that they could have added, and they would have been really talented at the back half. But this is just the group that you're stuck with, but obviously the thing that we're going to continue to harp on is the Adley Rutschman conversation. And listen, man, it was a scenario where they straight up lost. They straight up lost. And there was actually a quote that I just saw from Cashman on Adley Rutschman deal. So he was asked about the deadline pursuit of catcher and their conversations with the Orioles about Adley Rutschman. This is what Brian Cashman said. He said, "We do believe that we have quality catching, but obviously the offensive side, which has been a struggle for our team overall, made us certainly shop in that aisle. It was a thin market of opportunity. We had many conversations with Baltimore, but were unable to meet the price. So they did their business elsewhere, and we kept grinding through it. At the end of the day, there was no opportunity that existed for us that felt good enough about to push through on. There was very limited opportunities in the marketplace." I don't believe that for shit. I don't believe that for shit, bro. You could have called for Joey Barton. I would have been like, all right, like at least you got a catcher.
Yeah, like, just get like a body, dude.
Like you could have called for Joey Barton. You could have called for Higgy. You could have called for Stevenson. Like somebody, literally anybody in the door would have been better than what you did. Any soul. Like literally anybody with a pulse that has an over 600 OPS that's fine defensively back there would have been better than what you did today. But you decided to do nothing. Absolutely diddly dick. Nothing at all. And listen, man, I don't believe the price match thing. I don't believe it. I think they could have done it.
This video is brought to you by Prize Picks, the number one sports pick app in America. It is a super simple app to use. All you've got to do for player picks is pick more or less on a few players' stats and lock in your lineup. That's it. Rather just pick teams, PrizePicks has that too. You can just pick the winner, spread, or total on any game or fight of your choosing. PrizePicks is available in those states, including California, Texas, and Florida. Plus, you can even follow me at Ryan Garcia ESM, tail my picks with one click, and follow your friends as well. To show you guys how easy it is to use PrizePicks, we're going to press more on CJ Abrams' 1.5 total bases. He's been red hot as of late for the Nationals, and I think he's going to keep it going against the Blue Jays tonight. Zach Wheeler is pitching against the Miami Marlins, who have lost 12 straight. I think he's going to continue his brilliant season with another awesome performance. And then the final player we're going to go with here is Jeremy Pena, another guy who's been awesome as of late. He hit 2 home runs in his last game, so we're going to take more with 5.5 hitter fantasy score. You can kind of see the diversity in our slate here. We can do a lot of different things, total bases, strikeouts, hitter fantasy score. It's really interesting. It's very intuitive, and it is super easy to use. We can use power play or flex play. The flex play gives us a little bit of insurance if we're able to hit some of our picks and not all of our picks, but power play gives us the most upside. So we have to hit all three, but it gives us a 6-time multiplier on that winning. And if you guys sign up and use our code HMA for new users, you can play $5 to get $150. Again, that's $5 to get $150. So what are you waiting for? Get in on the action, use our code HMA, or press the link in our description, and we'll see you guys on Prize Picks. Let's get back to our regularly scheduled content. You cannot get me to believe that overpaying for Cabbie wouldn't have been better for what would have been better than doing nothing. Yeah. Like, you just can't. Like, how can one make that argument? Well, he's hurt. What? So you would have been okay losing those guys? Yeah. Dude, we shit out pitching. Guys, let me tell you something, right? 2023. I remember doing the Soto trade negotiation stuff with you know, the podcast and articles, and going, I really hope they don't have to give up Chase Hampton. I really hope they don't have to give up Chase Hampton. I really do. Chase Hampton, you guys know what Chase Hampton's doing down there in AA? And again, I'm not trying to pick on people right now. Chase Hampton sitting 91-92, 7.74 ERA in AA. Or 9.35 ERA in AA. 6.75 in high A, 4.15 in single A. I know he's working back from injury. Maybe there's a dead cat bounce or a rebound tomorrow next year. But that's the guy I was like, man, hope we don't trade him. I really like Elmer, right? I really liked Elmer going into the year, but he's not helping you right now. I love LeGrande. LeGrande's pitched one healthy season, right? So I'm not saying that the Yankees should throw caution to the wind all the time, because once upon a time, I thought a prospect would be good and he didn't end up being good. But what I am saying is the value of adding to your championship win probability now is significantly more valuable than whatever your championship win probability will be in 2028. Because we have the known, we don't have a variable of whether this team is going to be like the Yankees. We know the Yankees could win the division, even in their current form. Like, I know that this podcast has been a lot of us screaming, and people might be shocked to hear this, but we still both think they can win the division. We both still think that this team can win baseball games, and this team can go on a run in the AL, but they have positioned themselves to need things to go their way to get through the AL, to get to the top of the division, to get to be the last team in the AL standing. And then if you face down the Los Angeles Dodgers, you're going to be the greatest underdogs probably in World Series history in terms of betting odds, and you got to try and overcome that as well. I wish we were the Dodgers.
Don't we all?
I look it up.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, I just. I remember when we were supposed to be the evil empire.
Yeah, so you lost out. I mean, you got your chain snatched. Your chain snatched. Like, you're no longer the evil empire. That's Dodgers. Not only did that happen, but you got your chain snatched by the Boston Red Sox. Their guy that was their number one dude, the guy that was the highest on their board, snatched the chain. You got it. That's their dude. They get Adley. And that was the position. That was the guy I was talking about it for months. We were talking about it for a couple weeks. Didn't happen. Couldn't happen. Unbelievable. And you didn't get done what you needed to. I think that I would have been upset. I still would have been upset if they acquired a catcher that wasn't super talented. Like, if they acquired Stevenson, I'm still going to be upset. If they acquired relievers that, like, were okay, I'm still going to be upset at those players because I want you to shoot for the top of the market. But I'm not going to be this upset when you straight up do nothing and you just hold. You straight up hold. So I don't know, man. I still think they're really good. But they have their own issues, and they had a clear directive and path to get rid of these things today specifically, and they didn't. I think they're better today, but they're marginally better. Like, it's by a couple of hairs.
They got better than they were today, than they were, you know, before. Like, Keyliet Ramos makes them better. Luis Garcia Jr. makes them better. And I'm excited to watch those two players play, and that
for
sucks.
Sure.
That sucks, for man. Sure. Like, that sucks. That I'm right. so excited to watch him play, and I feel like, and I feel as if, I feel as if that isn't going to be the main storyline, nor should it be. The main storyline should be that your New York Yankees needed a catcher, and they opted not to get one. It should right. be. It just should be.
Yep.
And I think okay. How I say this? I think if you were to grade without like context neutral grade. Luis Garcia Jr. and Keyliet Ramos are better than most people's deadlines, or not
for
most,
sure.
Like better than most. Yeah, actually, better than most people's deadlines. If yeah, Frank. So I'll like yes, you could give him like a C for like context neutral. Give him a C, but when you add on the context of the catching room, where they are in their contention window, how much they had propped up their desire to go out and get a big time player, and the fact that they're the New York beeping Yankees. F. Sorry.
Yeah,
expectations, my friends. These are their expectations. I never called them the Mecca of the baseball. I call them that because they, or I say that they should be that because they said they want to be that. I rest my case.
I missed the we're going to town quote. I missed that quote. That was so much fun. Yeah, I mean, like flatline, it's a C minus, right? Like without the context, with the context taken out, it's a C minus for me personally. I think Luis Garcia brings you a lot on the platoon side. I think other Ramos is the exact same thing, but. You weren't able to get your objectives done. And, like, I don't bite that there was nothing in the market for them to get into. Like, the Cashman, like, him saying that is just, like, I don't believe you for shit. Like, I don't believe that to be true. Because we watched numerous catchers get dealt today. Numerous catchers that are far more talented than what are on your roster. Like, I didn't particularly like what Liam Hicks was. Like, I didn't. But, like, if they acquired Liam Hicks today, well, you got a catcher. You know, like, again, I brought up Joey Bart. Like, I don't think Joey Bart's good, but like
Bart sucks, but he's better than Ally Sanchez.
And then like Sherman was tweeting about Henry Davis. Like he was like, yeah, like they might go after Henry Davis. And I was like, you know what, dude, like he's better than Ally Sanchez. like doing something is more than doing nothing in this scenario. Like, it's like, this is the biggest point that you have to drive home. This is a complete and utter failure.
I want to really hammer this point home. I like Luis Garcia. I like Keyliet Ramos. I think this team could win the pennant. God, man, it's so frustrating to know I can't sit back and when I watch this team tonight, I can't go, all right, they didn't score, but it's fine because, you know, they're going
to
trade
for
somebody.
They have to play a game tonight.
Right, and we're not going to be able to sit here and go, well, they're going to trade for someone. It's like...
They're playing a game tonight. Imagine being there right now. Oh, my God. So when we're recording, this game starts in 10 minutes. Could you imagine being there at Yankee Stadium right now? People are probably losing their minds. Like, I guarantee you, it's probably ridiculous up in there right now.
And forget, yeah, the video of Dodger fans. They didn't give a shit about getting Scooble. They got Scooble. I'd be pouring beer on my head at Yankee Stadium if the Yankees got Scooble.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Any final thoughts you have?
Thank you guys for rocking with us. Over the past couple of days, it's been seriously appreciated. This is our busiest time of the year. This day specifically is typically our busiest day of the year. It unfortunately did not end up being that way because we kind of just sat around and waited and didn't really get anything, which is crazy, and just kind of rage tweeted all day. But I want to thank you guys for the support pretty much everywhere over the past couple of weeks. I know that, you know, trade deadline coverage is real big for us on here and especially on the social media channels as far as, you know, the fun little mock trade posts that we like to do that never come to fruition because obviously Cashman just doesn't want to deal for anybody here, which is ridiculous. But I just I have to take a moment and thank you guys for tuning in and tuning into the show specifically. And yeah, man, we're gonna march on. You know, I'm gonna take a well deserved vacation in a couple days. I shouldn't say well deserved. I'm such an asshole for saying that.
No, I shouldn't
be saying that myself. But yeah, I'm gonna take a break from this team for a little bit, so it'll get off my mind for a second. But yeah, thank you guys for all the support, man. Seriously, it's been much appreciated.
Yeah, you know, I wanna say, like, thank you guys for just engaging, right? Like, thank you guys for talking, for engaging, for spending the time with us, for putting your time and your effort into this. You know, we're the people making the content, yes, but your guys' engagements, you guys watching, you guys providing us feedback, what's going on?
I'm sorry. I have to tell you this.
What's up?
Bro, he said the thing, bro.
No way.
He said the thing.
No way.
Brian Cashman said the Yankees shopped in that bullpen aisle pretty heavily to no avail. He pointed to Carlos Rodon and Clark Schmidt coming back as a way of deepening our staff that way. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Reinforcements are on the way. They are coming back. I knew it. I knew this was going to happen. Literally immediately. Immediately. When's the Stanton comment? Oh, yeah, Stanton's coming back in 2 weeks, dude. Yeah. It's like we're getting a brand new outfielder. You know, it's like we're getting somebody back up. The Judge will be back in, God knows, 16 months.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Sorry, I had to tell you that. I apologize for interrupting you.
You know what, man? You know what, man? You know, I'll tell you right now. At the very least, I can sit back and say, actually, I don't got anything. I don't know.
You ready to sleep tonight?
Yeah, I'll sleep. I can have a beer. I can go drink a beer. And I will say it will be nice to focus on, like, all right, game to game. What do we, like, I could smell October around the corner at some point.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm excited to see how this goes. And, you know, now it's time to push on forward towards the postseason. The Yankees have a divisional race. I'm excited for it. But I want to thank everyone for watching. I want to thank everyone for listening, tuning in, checking out our content, all of that. I want to really, Sam, I want to thank you, Chris. I want to thank Chris. I want to thank Brady. I want to thank Dillard, really everyone on the Fireside Yankees team and the Fireside Baseball team for stepping up, showing up and showing out, whether it's handling podcasts, you know, for in the case of Brady having so many graphics made. It's such a shame that so many of them are going to go to the graveyard.
There's so many graveyards. There's like 50.
We might have we buried like 48 of them.
Oh.
But you know, you start looking at you know, the little details, right, guys? A game's going on and Luis Garcia Jr. is, that you get the report that the Yankees are trying to get him and they're closing in on a deal for him. All right, well, that means, hey, can we have this person step up or that person step up? You and I know that we're going to be podcasting a lot this week. You know, having Dillard step up on the clipping side, I know he's busy. He does his work with the drillers. So, you know, Brady is, feel like, you know, it doesn't matter where he's at in the country. If he's in the country, he'll yeah. step up and work. You know, Sam and I were up until 2 a.m. every single night, basically, for 7 to 8 days. I'm excited to get a good night's sleep. I'm excited to watch Luis Garcia Jr. hit, and I hope that this team is better than... I hope this team doesn't regret not getting a catcher. Like, I think you and I hope that we can look back on this and say, okay, they could have been a better team than they were, but it didn't end up mattering in the end. Because at the end of the day, I want this team to win the World Series. I don't want this team to crash and burn and for us to have to sit here and do a podcast about next year.
Right.
I want to do a podcast. I want to raise a banner this year. And 100%. I think the Yankees, you know, they're in position to at least... make some noise. We'll see if they end up doing it. Like, subscribe, turn on the notification bell. Check out Fireside Yankees on all of your favorite social media platforms. We'll see you guys in the next one. Peace out, everybody.